There is too much that could be spoken about this feast day. Too many stories, too many details. I invite you, if you would really like to learn about the tilma and the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, there's a book written by, that's a big fancy word, the postulator of the cause of canonization of St. Juan Diego. It's a priest by the name of Eduardo Chavez. And when I was in Mexico studying Spanish for 6 weeks, the last few days we spent in Mexico City, there visiting the shrine, and we had several classes with Father Chavez, he's probably a Monsignor by now, but we had classes with him, and he spoke to us in detail about all of the different things that appear in the tilma so that we could understand it. For the Aztec person, there was no need of explanation. They could see in the image and understand everything. The situation when almost 500 years ago, situation to which Mary came and appeared was a very difficult situation. You read in the letter of the bishop at the time writing back to Rome, or I don't know if it was to Rome or to his superiors, he was a Franciscan, he was writing about how few converts that they had made to Christianity, and it seemed that most everything was going to be lost. Because of the situation of the political powers, the Aztec people, they were very much in distress. There was a lot of sickness that was going around. But for them also, their calendar that took centuries to begin and to come to fulfillment was coming to an end. And the Spanish conquerors had forbidden them to offer human sacrifice anymore. And they thought that the human sacrifice is what kept the world operating as it was. And so they anticipated the end of all things, the end of their calendar, the end of all things, the human sacrifices ending. And it was into this situation that Mary comes. It's very interesting because of the gospel text today that I chose Mary in the same state as one who is pregnant. I know she's pregnant because the belt is pulled up high around her waist. Again, look at the book. It'll tell you all of these things. She's pregnant. She's bearing within her salvation, Jesus. We see that the symbol on her garment, the rose-colored garment right over her womb, is a pumpkin flower. It means little to many, but to the Aztecs, it meant the source of all life. And so again, there is a whole gospel that is written. You know, one image is worth 1,000 words. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is worth 1,000 words of the proclamation to the native people, promise of life in the one that she bears within her womb. I can think of no more tender words. The dialogues that happen between St. Juan Diego and Our Lady of Guadalupe are so tender. I don't know if you've ever read them, but the gentleness and the kindness that goes back and forth between the two of them. St. Juan Diego keeps calling her little girl, and she calls him, you know, her little one. And he's anxious and worried because his uncle is dying and he has to go get the priest, but Mother Mary said, go to the bishop. And so he goes around the other way so that he avoids her, and yet she finds him. And in this moment of great difficulty and worry on the part of St. Juan Diego, she says, do I not hold you here in the cleft of my garment? Is this not the place where I hold you? Why are you afraid? What are you worried about? Such incredibly tender motherly words. It instructs us, my brothers and sisters, that if we are going to evangelize, if we are going to bring the good news, we must bear Jesus Christ within ourselves. We cannot evangelize with words. We have to become changed. As I said in the homily on Sunday, our baptism, we have to be pickled, right? Immersed in a way in which there's a real transformation that takes place within us. That we would become Christ bearers, that wherever we go, Jesus would be with us. Because the proclamation of the good news of the gospel is not to draw attention to ourselves, but the one who comes to save. And so Mary becomes for us a great model that we as the church could echo her words, the final words in the gospel today. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. That those would truly be our words and that they would be accompanied by joy in our proclamation of how salvation has come into our lives as well. Go find the book, brothers and sisters, read. And if you do not have a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, you soon will. I can tell you from my own personal experience of being there, I don't understand, but Mary's presence is there all the time, somehow connected to her image that was left. I experienced it. She's there. And she's there all the time. May we draw close to Mary so that she may teach us and encourage us to love her Son with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our being. Amen.